everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the upcoming Disney Plus streaming TV series, Secret Invasion?
First of all, happy 6 months since the trailer came out. But we're doing this episode this week to celebrate the fact we finally got a release date.
We've all been clamoring for it. Give me that date, JD. Give me that date so I can
remember
when it's
coming. When's it coming? Gonna put it in the calendar.
21st. 2023. Yeah, you thought Baseless Speculation doesn't give you news? Guess what? That's news.
That's your one bit for the year.
Also, you'll already know by the time you're hearing this, because we don't release our episodes immediately. We have to edit them first. So you'll hear this maybe a day or two after we've said it.
Yeah.
When it'll be less hot news, because it got announced like 3 hours ago.
But it's hot news for us.
Oh, it's scorching.
Sizzling.
Well, originally they'd said quarter one, and I was like, the reason we're
wrapping up on
this,
quarter one.
I was like, oh, quarter one ends in like 6 days.
They don't have much time to release it.
I've really debased everyone with when we're recording this, because I'm just throwing random things. Like, there's a release date, but they're saying 6 days. It's the 28th of March today.
If you look at the calendar. That's every Baseless Speculation fan
now. If you reach into the toilet and open your calendar app on your phone, and it doesn't say the 28th, your phone's in the toilet.
It's broken,
it's broken probably.
You also just got your hand covered in toilet water.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Just wipe it off on your jeans.
Fine. Which I assume are around your ankles. Because you got up from the toilet. Wait, what happened there? You dropped the phone between your legs.
Yeah.
And you're getting up to check it and hoping it didn't land on a turd or whatever.
It's okay, because if you wipe the toilet water on your jeans, then you when you go back out, you're at a restaurant, you go back out to your date who's already very disinterested. And then they look at your wet handprints on your jeans, and then you just simply say, oh, it was one of those basins that sprays water bad.
Yeah,
and
I don't like using the dry. The hot air infuriates me.
Oh, you can just, sorry, the dry is
I'm angry at how hot my hands get. You understand.
Yeah. It's a texture thing for me.
Why is your phone wet? Don't worry about that.
Is it playing a podcast?
Do you order two spaghettis like I asked? Two for me and one for, you could get whatever you like.
Can I get an entree spaghetti carbonara? Are in a main size spaghetti bolognese.
I'm going two spaghettis today, so.
We don't have entree size
carbon. What about the kids' menu?
I'll get a spaghetti.
You're not a kid, sir. I'll order the kids' menu carbonara for my kid that's coming soon.
There's a kid coming.
This is my wife. We have a child that's coming. That's why I'm ordering two spaghettis.
Yeah.
Right, honey?
And then you grab the waiter's towel. I and pull him close. I'm doing two spaghettis. It's a two spaghetti day. Your date's thinking, this is an intriguing person. Where will this night go? I love danger, so. Yeah.
Where will this Thursday afternoon go? Our Thursday lunch date.
Okay, Secret Invasion. Nick Fury, he was in space.
Yep.
Now he's on Earth.
Yeah.
And there's Skrulls just fucking everywhere.
And then not just like the good Skrulls that we saw in Captain Marvel. Is bad Skrulls like we're seeing in Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Well, the trailer's pretty interesting in the sense of if you don't know what Secret Invasion already is, you don't know what Secret Invasion is after watching
the trailer.
Yeah,
at no point are they like, you know that the Skrulls are there, but if you didn't know what Secret Invasion was, you could assume it was a completely different alien invasion.
Because this trailer is mostly Nick Fury grabbing people and being like, do you know what's going on?
You get the sense some big conspiracy is happening and that War Machine shouldn't trust his
security
but otherwise, we don't know that it's, I mean, we know it's bad Skrulls.
Yeah, because we're familiar with
but
comic Joe books.
But Joe Wife and Joe Citizen.
Well, this is
their names. Well,
Joe Life?
Joe Life?
Joe Wife.
Joe Wife.
Yeah, no, it was John Q. Wife and John Q. Citizen.
That's right. don't know what Skrulls are.
Well, because that was a really interesting thing I thought that the Captain Marvel did, was that kind of like bait and switch where it was like, oh no, Skrulls are not just like, they're just the innocent the victims here. They're refugees. They are wanting help.
Not anymore.
So, well, maybe still. I don't know.
Well, Ben Mendelsohn's also grabbing people by the collar being like, what's going on?
Yeah, no one knows what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it might be, it could be Skrulls, but it could also be other aliens that have, or people that have like taken the Skrull like DNA or whatever to then also start shape shifting.
Well, there's a scene.
There's a lot of Russia involved.
Yeah.
Which to me, I'm like, for the MCU, you're like, all right, super soldier. Yeah. So you're like, okay, they're making a super Skrull. They're giving the Skrull with all the powers of the Fantastic Four. But because the Fantastic Four is in here, we're giving a Skrull the power of the Avengers. He's got Iron Man's suit.
Wealth.
He's got Captain America's shield.
Okay.
He's got
Black Widow's guns.
He's got a bow and arrow as well.
Thor's hammer.
Yeah, he can lift it. He's worthy.
And, Thor's hair.
And he can get big like Ant-Man.
And Hulk
small
legs.
Like Ant-Man.
Oh!
This guy's going to be a freak.
Because Super Skrull is often like depicted where he's got like one.
He's got a rock arm.
He's Skrull-shaped, but he's then stretching like Mr. Fantastic. He's got one rock arm.
One fire arm and invisible legs or something. Yeah.
And like a force field around.
Yeah, I'd make my head invisible.
So maybe
that'd
he's got
scary.
Like.
Scary. Yeah. I'd be like, Hooper had a douche.
Oh, no, it's the headless guy that's walking towards me.
Rock arm, hot arm.
It's a headless rock arm, hot arm. From the stories.
Yeah. I reckon they're going to do the classic MCU thing where they call it a super Skrull and it's a super Skrull. It's a Skrull that's a super soldier.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, hey. Freaks out there that's read books.
I've read a book.
Remember Super Skrull?
Yes.
This is a little nod and a wink to you to reward you for reading those freak books.
Yeah, I love that
we
guy.
We love our fans.
Oh my God, are they going to call him Krillit or whatever?
He's Krillit or whatever. Why do you think Nick Fury doesn't have his eye patch? Where'd it go?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a Skrull Nick Fury in the normal Nick Fury. Because we see him in the... In some parts
Ben
of the trailer,
Mendelsohn was Skrull Nick Fury,
and he had an eye patch.
No, but I.
You're saying when he becomes a Skrull, he loses the eye patch.
No, I'm simply saying that when a Skrull.
Also not what I'm saying. Just to be clear,
I would say like, well, the Skrull is like, oh, he's lost an eye. He's lost an eye, so he's got an eye patch. So he has an eye patch, but when he takes it off, it's like
it's a regular eye. That's
true. He doesn't have the same scarring.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, that Skrull might not know.
Whereas
Ben Mendelsohn would and. Nick Fury does. So when we're like, wait a minute. That Nick Fury, he takes off his eye patch, but it's just a fucked up eye or whatever.
It's just going to be a visual cue for the audience after they've revealed that there's Skrull Nick Fury and regular Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Because they'll have both in this.
Yeah.
Have you seen Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Have I?
Yeah.
Have you?
I think so.
Well, you know how they get...
Wait, let's find out. What's it about?
Jim Carrey is sad. And he meets this girl on the train, and they have a whirlwind romance. But then something happens. He doesn't want to remember her anymore. And possibly she doesn't want to remember him either. So then he goes to a facility where they take out his memories. And then he hallucinates that he's a little boy.
So you're let's say out of 100.
I'd give it a passing grade. I'd give it a 52.
Yeah, over the line.
Yeah, the jury's still out whether or not you've seen it. You've heard someone talk about it or you've seen it.
So when Kate Winslet is on screen, because they play with timelines, sometimes she has one color hair, other times she has different color hair.
Yeah,
and
recall
that's
this.
As a visual cue.
I do recall this.
Visual cue to be like, oh, that is happening after the mind wipe, and that's happened before the time.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the same thing of like, that a real Nick Fury and
that a fake Nick Fury.
Yeah. Just to help you.
Yeah.
So... Joel, played by Jim Carrey, gets his mind wiped after a breakup because Clementine,
played by Kate Winslet,
after they broke up, got one done, and then he runs into her at the bookstore.
Then he gets and he's one like, done how dare she not remember me? I won't remember her.
But then they meet each other again,
yeah.
And they're like, whoa.
Damn, we in sync. We like each other.
We like each other. That's cool.
Because also at the same time, is it Kirsten Dunst?
Could be.
Let's say no.
Kirsten Dunst and...
That doesn't sound right.
Kirsten
I don't think it's Dunst and Mark Ruffalo?
But Mark Ruffalo is in that.
Someone's having
an affair. Also, is Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, they're having an affair. God. And Kirsten Dunst decides that it's fucked up that people don't remember this, so she delivers everyone's files back. At the end of the movie, Clementine and Joel get theirs, and they're like, oh, shit.
Whoa.
Is it worth doing this all over again? And they decide yes, because the reason that they go through memories is because Joel's trying to fight the mind wipe because he realizes halfway through, wait, no, I like this.
That's why he's a little
in
boy.
That film.
Yeah.
Crazy. Tiger Woods.
Elijah Woods. It's a good movie.
It is.
I know that's controversial. Yeah. One of the most beloved movies of all time is good.
You're telling me that 8.3 on IMDb with a Metascore of 89 is a beloved film?
Yeah,
hot take. Hot take.
That's spicy. That's why you come to base speculation.
The burn spicy your tongue.
Who do we think?
Speaking of critically acclaimed things, it's also worth noting, and it brings me much joy to say this, but the Scrubs movie that got announced is no longer happening.
Oh, that is awesome.
They announced on stage at a reunion thing. They were like, we're making a movie! We're doing what all the other TV shows that you love are doing. And then it came out today that a lot of them have just announced it. Bob's Burgers made a movie!
Yeah. Is there a new Frasier coming? There's a new
Frasier it's a series.
It's like a series, like a sequel series is coming.
Yeah.
But what have they been doing?
Niles isn't in it.
What?
Yeah.
Well, who
Strange
cares
from
then?
His brother?
Yeah,
is Roz in it?
I don't know. Frasier's daughter's in it, though.
Is Frasier's dad dead in real life?
Yes.
That's sad.
That is sad.
full moment of silence. That affected us quite a bit.
The Scrubs movie being dead didn't get that kind of response from us. Anyway, it came out today that they announced it on stage, but then hadn't actually put any groundwork into it, and it realized that no one is actually free to make the movie.
Well, that leaves room for Zach Braff to play Mr. Fantastic, as we predicted
so many episodes
ago. That's
true, and his recent film, where he's directing his now ex-girlfriend, but at the time was partner, where she in the movie is playing a teenager, which should have been an alarm bell for
what are you talking about? Hollywood are freaks.
Called A Good Person or whatever is currently bombing critically and commercially.
Zach Braff's never been in a better position.
Yeah. And it's also making people reflect on Garden State and being like, wait, that was bad too.
But he did do a sweet soundtrack, and we did give him an award for making a mixtape.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that good?
Yeah, well done, Zach.
I only know Garden State from you guys telling me what happened in Garden State.
It's very
State.
Simple. Jackson, do you know the band The Shins?
Kind of.
That's all you need to know. Go home and play The Shins.
Okay.
And then you got it.
Yeah.
What's the other song called?
Nah, I don't even want you to play New Slang over and over again.
It's the first song on... Wait, is the song called Caring Is Creepy or is the album... Yes, Caring Is Creepy is the other song.
There Sitting at home on the floor with headphones on, my partner comes home. What are you doing? Watching Garden State?
And then you're going to want to stand up and you're going to want to make the most annoying, obnoxious movement and noise imaginable. And then there we go. That's literally it.
Whoa. Is Natalie Portman in the room with us right now?
And then Natalie Portman's going to be like, yeah, that's actually really special because no one's ever done exactly that in exactly that spot. You just made history.
Yeah. I'm going to go bury his hamster that died or whatever.
Is there a dog shit thing in that movie
as well? Oh, they play a cool game where, like, I think a trust fund baby or whatever who has a mansion and too much money, and he's got a lot of mates that are like, just kind of like mooching off him, which is, I feel, where we would be.
Yeah.
And his last play a sweet game, and then he gets like a bow and arrow, like Hawkeye.
Oh, okay.
And he just shoots it up, and they all have to dodge where it will land. And it gets near somebody, near Natalie Portman's foot, and
that's awesome.
Is not happy.
That does
so
like
she
a...
tugs her ear, which is a code to let Zach Braffery know that we need to leave.
Okay.
Sheldon's in the movie.
Young or old?
Old. Oh, it's old Sheldon, but he's young.
Young old Sheldon, I guess.
Zach Braff gets his leg absolutely reamed by a dog at a vet, I think.
That's awesome because the dog's probably sick.
Yeah, the dog fucks the shit out of his leg. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant it bit his leg. No. Fucking it's good too.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about it.
They look at a hole, and then the sign, big hole.
They're getting a big hole.
I like this.
Is a scientist?
Yeah, a scientist is digging a big hole, and they found a void or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then Zach Braff and Natalie Portman scream into it.
Yeah.
screaming into the void.
That's yeah, I get yeah. it. And then doesn't it end with his like, "Hey, good luck exploring the big hole." Yeah. The scientist says, "Hey, man, you too."
And then Zach Braff like has a moment of like, "Huh,
damn, life is a big hole."
It's raining, yeah. And then he puts his arms up by his side and shakes his head in the rain.
Yeah, and then he's probably thinking, "I'm glad I killed my mum by pushing her into a dishwasher."
Yeah, that happens too.
Bilbo's in there.
Whoa, yeah, from old. The movies?
Yeah,
old Bilbo, but younger.
Not young Bilbo.
I love young Bilbo. So that's my Garden favorite TV State. Show.
No, young Bilbo is going to be in Secret Invasion.
Yeah, that's right.
Bring it back!
Young Bilbo!
So, yeah, so yeah, Martin Freeman,
listeners,
he's in.
Listeners,
yeah.
Let us know what movie you want us to talk through with Jackson in future episodes. We got
what?
Endless,
yeah, what
endless,
is it good for
endless
me to
sunshine
learn about?
Of the mind, and we've got Garden State.
I can't sunshine stop thinking about that Arrow game. That does sound like something we'd do. Like, oh, I've got a day off. Do you want to just throw a brick in the air and see who it is?
Got a budget!
Yeah, dude. And then we just don't move.
Yeah.
Oof. Oh.
The brick somehow hit all three of us.
We were touching foreheads. Yeah. In the middle.
We all run together, all collide heads, the brick falls.
Oh. Embeds in our skulls. Awesome.
So, Martin Freeman's in it.
Yes.
So he was in
Black
Panther.
Last scene in Black Panther.
Getting freed by Wakanda.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I guess he's now back to American soil.
Do we think that because Martin Freeman's in it, we're also going to get Elaine from Veep?
I think Elaine from Veep is going to be revealed Skrull.
Whoa!
That's my,
huge.
Like, you know, I think they've, like, maybe they've sort of laid the groundwork somewhat with this because it's kind of like when it's, you know, she just seems like a, you know, bloodthirsty American going to war with, like, the world, but like, wait a minute. That's a bit too cartoony. Yeah.
But
what if Skrull to destabilize Earth?
I would say that would make sense if this was coming out after all of the stuff they're setting her up for. But if they make her a Skrull
yeah,
now...
Yeah, I know, and then she organizes the Thunderbolts.
That derails everything they're trying to organize.
Unless they
don't care.
Yeah.
And they make her a Skrull in this, and then the real one still has exactly the same motivations.
Yeah.
So they deal with the Skrull version, and then the real one's just back, and then everything continues like normal, and the TV series doesn't matter.
They could.
Or it's just like she's either revealed it towards the end, where it is like... They may, say, for example, is it Jenna Coleman?
Oh.
She's in Secret Invasion?
No, you're talking of...
who am I thinking about?
You're thinking of Emilia Clarke.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, no. Olivia Coleman.
Olivia Coleman, yeah.
Jenna Coleman is Doctor Who.
That's right.
Clara. But she also...
Isn't Olivia Colman also in an episode of Doctor Who?
Probably.
Yeah,
if you're British,
you're in Doctor Who. Yeah. Most of our listeners, if you're in the UK, you've probably been in Doctor Who.
That's crazy. Well done. Wow.
Was it crazy to go to space?
I reckon it would have been.
Yeah.
So Olivia Colman being like the head of the Rebel, or one of the heads of the Rebel
Alliance.
Because I think there's a couple of them that we see. The guy who turns into many of himself.
Yeah.
Or he gets his friends to turn into many of him. That's... To intimidate Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing he's also maybe like one of the, like, you know, rebel scrubs.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get the reveal going to be like, okay, yeah, it's going to be Olivia Colman. They're the head of this. They're doing all this kind of stuff. They get defeated, blah, blah, blah. But maybe towards the end of the series, it's like, oh, wait, no, Elaine from Friends.
Yeah.
She's actually, but you know, really the person behind it. She's the Ray Winstone of the Skrulls, if you will.
I could even see her being maybe not herself a Skrull, but like well aware of the Skrull invasion and helping it happen.
Yeah.
I think if they're going to do...
Then they can pull off Thunderbolts as well without it being like a, you know...
Well, if she's a Skrull making the Thunderbolts, does it change Thunderbolts, considering we have no information about Thunderbolts? Apart from...
It
old mate being president.
Changes the fact that, like, there's no gray area at all. Because if you've watched this, you know they're bad. And you know that the leader is bad. And therefore, you're just going to spend the whole time waiting for them to realize that they're bad and then kill her.
Yeah.
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 That seems... silly, because it feels like they're giving away a twist in the wrong thing, which, again, wouldn't be super out of character.
I think the more likely
Skrull, if we're going for someone like that, is Bilbo from The Office.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah,
I could see him being, like, what, a good Skrull or
a bad Skrull. And it's just because, like, he actually hasn't done really anything.
Yeah, yeah. Was there some discussion in Black Panther as well where they're like, we're no longer really... like, as much allies with him anymore as we used to be because of something?
Yeah, they don't trust him as
much. Yeah,
America's
why.
Like, because he gave information to Black Panther.
Yeah, that's right. So, like, maybe...
Wakanda.
I think with the reason why Elaine from Veep being a Skrull would be weird is because it...
We don't know her yet.
Well, and also, like, it makes the... not that the Thunderbolts is necessary. Like, I think we were saying this last time we were talking about Thunderbolts, where we were like, what's cool about Thunderbolts is that they're all pretty grounded in terms of, like, their power level and, like, the kind of setting. Mm-hmm. But if she's a Skrull, it kind of, like, elevates it. And if they all gather together to fight a Skrull, it's not like they're all gathering together to fight their human handler. It's like the superheroes are fighting a new another alien threat that we've already seen four before. I don't know.
All right, well,
it doesn't really work for me, I think.
All right, well, let's shift gears.
Yeah.
Over for Lane from Friends is she's aware of the Skrull situation and that's why she's putting this team together. Yeah. And maybe that's why she's kind of going a bit more ruthless because it's kind of like we're going to win at all costs.
Yeah,
I also think she'll use the fact that Nick Fury's a Skrull to back what she's doing.
Yeah, she'll be like, look, this Skrull's in the government.
Yeah.
We need to get Captain Russia America to fight the baddies.
Yeah, and then fucking my ex-husband's a Skrull now too, that guy from the office.
Yeah. He was a British office. Yeah.
And also, like, she could be the, you know, like, just if she wants to sort of like have that like sympathy or whatever, it's either working in cahoots with maybe some of the Skrulls to kind of set it up so that she is like more of a power player, that she can kind of take control of X, Y, and Z. And so it could just be like she sets her husband up or her ex-husband up, i.e. not Martin
Young
Feldman.
Bilbo.
Young Bilbo.
Yeah.
Freeman.
Martin Freeman.
There we go. Sets him up to like, see, that's a Skrull the whole time. See, that's why our marriage fell apart. He was a Skrull. I'm an angel.
You can imagine a scene where like they've got young Bilbo, the real young Bilbo, trapped or something. Maybe he's like,
oi, let me out of here.
I'm young Bilbo.
I gotta go on an adventure.
I know Doctor Strange. And then they've got fake young Bilbo, Skrull young Bilbo, who's doing some shady deal or whatever, and him being like, no, that's not me. I feel like we're going to get quite a bit of that in this move, in this show. Do we think we're going to have any huge reveals of, like, characters?
War Machine will be a Skrull.
We've known for ages. Yeah, I was thinking War Machine.
I was going to say, it seems that, War Machine's, like, security detail might be Skrulls, but I'm like, it's going on. No.
Because, like, that's all Skrulls. It's a good reveal where it's like, it's a good twist, I guess. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, hey, you got to be careful of your security team. And he's like, no,
I know.
Oh, I'll be careful.
I'm so careful. Don't you
worry.
It's
like, what?
And that could be like your episode one or two twist sort of thing.
It's like, oh my God, he was a Skrull the whole time. Mm-hmm. There's a bit in the trailer toward the end where somebody's like, maybe Nick Fury says it, where he's like, they're after something. I'm the only thing standing between the Skrulls and what they want. And somebody's like, what do they want? And then the trailer just doesn't answer the question. What do we think the Skrulls want?
Super serum.
Yeah. Where's the Tesseract at the Mo?
Back in time?
Oh, yeah, back in time.
Yeah. None of the... Although, bold to watch all of these movies and then be like, where are the gems?
People should be concerned.
Well, I mean, they should be concerned because there's a whole, like, that whole thing that the Tilda Swinton was like, hey.
That's right.
if there are no, like, stones protecting a universe, bad, they're real fucked up. You should be careful.
Well, they'll probably use that to explain why the multiverse stuff happened.
Yeah. I always forget there's, like, eight different sort of, like, converging threads that.
It is weird that they've not had anybody say, like, when Kang was the one at the end of time. Was Kang like, now that your universe is unprotected, I can come on in? Nobody's really brought it up since.
In fact, the only time there's been a reference was in Loki when he was in the
and they opened the drawer and there was just a bunch of stones.
It was like, boo?
There was one scene in the trailer where they were opening a chest.
Yeah.
And there was like a lot of light coming out. We didn't really quite see what was in the chest. It kind of looked
hookshot.
Hookshot from Zelda. Nice. It kind of looked organic. It looked like someone's head or something.
Okay. So the things we, ignoring largely like the comics. The MC is sort of like really.
Yeah, it's diverged at this point. Yeah.
So what did we see with the Skrulls wanting to do after, say, Captain Marvel? So they were wanting a home.
Yeah.
And so the Earth was their sort of like their pseudo home for a bit.
Why were they running?
From the
Kree.
And the Kree did not like them for
shifty.
Because like in the comic stuff, it's like, yeah, there's this always constantly at war. But in this, we're seeing them kind of like, well, was there a war? And the refugees, like Skrulls, were kind of coming away from
touch
that.
Touch on the Kree-Skrull war in Captain Marvel, but it's kind of like in the back background, because I think that's what Captain Marvel's fighting before she becomes Captain Marvel.
I think she's like, yeah, there's a lot going on, these Skrulls.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they go to that place and there's a bunch of Skrulls and, yeah, they fight.
Something
fucking crazy happened in the Kree-Skrull War that we've spoken about on Baseless Speculation before, but I can't remember what it was. Is it when Vision gets shot by three cows?
The cows?
Is it the cows
or the de-evolution ray?
Will the de-evolution ray make an appearance? Are they going to make Nick Fury a caveman?
They gotta give...
After one thing, the caveman gun.
The MCU needs to stop shying away from how important cavemen are to the Marvel Comics universe and start including them.
Absolutely. We want caveman movies.
Yeah.
The superhero movie is dead. The caveman movie is coming.
If this does touch on the Kree-Skrull War, they better have a cow shoot someone.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Considering that, yes, the cows that were, or the Skrulls that were convinced to be cows.
Convinced to be cows.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, I know normally.
Yes.
So is it like
Mr. Fantastic tricked him to
being
cows.
Oh, he does convince them to be cows. That's true. Yeah. Damn.
So if Mr. Fantastic or like whoever else has sort of like, you know, done something in the past, so I guess... That would have to be, Nick Fury of old?
Maybe.
Like, back in the 70s or whatever, when Captain Marvel came down. No, 90s.
Yeah.
Who would have been, a big power hitter back then to convince Skrulls to be cows?
Maybe that's what they
original
have.
Ant-Man?
That's what...
Fresh from Vietnam?
Nick Fury's like, I got the one thing that they want. The ability to convince Skrulls to become cows.
Yeah.
Every cow you've ever eaten, Skrull.
Whoa!
No,
didn't turn back after dying.
Well, that's how you get the Skrull kill crew.
What?
Eat a cow? The cows that were Skrulls, they get turned into burgers.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they
we went through this and somehow die. I forgot
lovely,
all of it.
Lovely chappies. They eat the delicious burger and they all become, they get shape-shifting powers, I think.
That
and then they dedicate
awesome.
Their time to hunting down Skrulls.
We got
to
kill more cows.
Yeah. They were delicious.
That's
amazing.
Awesome. Because, yeah, those cows kill Vision.
They shoot him out of the sky.
They shoot him, certainly. Yeah.
There's also, because they're not going to do the whole Nova and that Captain Marvel, because that's already sort of was addressed in Captain Marvel. Which is good, because that's very confusing.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Oh yeah. Do we think this is going to have... not a lot in the MCU at the moment really sticks around.
Uh-huh.
There's a big marble baby in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Currently speculation that Kit Harington has been entirely cut from the Blade script.
Yep.
So
I've heard that
even
too.
Even the proposed ending of Eternals is now no longer relevant. They're going to remove Eternals from canon.
Yeah,
I reckon
you're right. But so also
an Elseworld story. Don't worry about it.
It's set in the DC universe.
Yeah, it's
Elseworld. It's an Elseworld. So don't worry about it.
They did mention the DC comics in it.
Yeah,
so...
they talk about Batman.
Yeah. So
that's awesome. If Kevin Feige comes out and there's a slideshow or the same phase announcement, except this time there's a mouse on the screen and it clicks on Eternals and he drives. Across and drops it in Snyderverse.
I could do that.
Eternals is part of Zack Snyder's Snyderverse. There's Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, Eternals,
Suicide Squad,
Suicide Squad, Justice League.
But yeah, Wakanda and Atlantis fought, and it's just not, you know what I mean? None of these things have sticky power.
Yeah.
So do we think the Skrulls having invaded Earth will be relevant in, say, the Marvels?
Yes, but only in the Marvels.
Yeah, I think this is... coming out before the Marvels.
Oh, fuck. That's probably part of the reason why they moved the Marvels, because the Marvels was originally coming out around this time.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, this will link to the Marvels, because whatever is because Captain Marvel has that link to Nick Fury. He was off in space for a long time, and now he's coming back to Earth.
Yeah.
Initially, I was thinking when we saw the trailer where it's alien head, then the light stops, and then it's all revealed to be Nick Fury. I'm like, okay, he's coming to... a thing that looks like Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Or he's maybe,
Scroll Earth!
Like, maybe he's being
Scroll
tricked.
Earth. Yeah,
but
yeah,
then,
yeah.
then you start interacting with everyone else. And I'm like, no, never mind. That was a stupid idea.
One of the Skrulls should simply just sacrifice themselves by becoming a copy of Earth. And then they use that for new Skrull Earth.
Live on me.
Hey, if it's good enough for Ego, it should be good enough for that one Skrull.
Ego was a planet, but he also lived on the planet he was.
Yeah, so
it's like going inside yourself and then on yourself.
If I was tiny and on me,
you'd be
I
the happiest you've ever been.
I'd be scared and joyous in equal measure. I think there's a chance that so we've got what? So Secret Invasion leading into Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've also got like Captain America New World Order.
Yeah.
Which is also kind of presumably gonna play with like the who's the
who's in charge?
That's what every Captain America movie does. Like who's in charge?
Yeah, what's Agent 13 up to?
Yeah.
Remember the end of Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Yeah, yeah. But they had some
what's doing there?
What's going on?
She's running Madripoor.
Yeah. So do we think it's going to... Is it going to be a through line through all of these movies?
Or is it going to be
like in Captain America, New World Order? They're like, thank God the Skrull problem's over.
I think that it'll be addressed every now and then, but that's it.
Mm. By addressed, do you mean... They'll be like, what, now that we've got, like, oh, hey, how's the American government? And they'll be like, now we got all of the Skrulls out. Or, you know, it's been a lot of work getting the rest of the remaining Skrulls out, but it's back to normal.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the thinker or whatever.
Yeah.
The leader?
The leader.
Yeah.
Sir, it'll be like, Secret Invasion will deal with the Skrull problem entirely. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be an open thread.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be that some of the events of that will probably come up again in Captain Marvel because Captain Marvel dealt with them last time. Wouldn't be shocked if we get a Brie Larson cameo in this towards the end.
Because I think...
Doesn't line up with anything we've seen.
No, you're probably right.
Or Monica Rambeau. Because last time
Fuck. Actually, yeah, no, Monica Rambeau, there won't be a Brie Larson.
She's the TV Captain Marvel.
Yeah, well,
she is the TV Captain Marvel. Yeah. And she also, the last time we saw her, she was talking to a Skrull.
Being like, go to space.
I forgot about that ending.
You go space?
Yeah, that was very funny.
Yeah, finally the cows have come home to roost. All the stuff we were getting at the start of Phase 4 is all coming together perfectly.
That makes sense.
Airman's still small. Oh, wait, no, he's not.
No, he's big now.
Yeah.
He came out.
Yeah, so I guess this will probably start dealing with some of the consequences we've seen in the earlier Marvel TV shows. Like because you know how we got like a lot of like this, I guess, sort of street level, but not ones that don't have like an effect on the quantum realm or Kang, basically. Mm-hmm.
So
I guess all of that's going to probably start popping up now.
Mm-hmm. I suppose, actually, you know, we were talking about Agent 13 before with the Super Soldier Serum. I suppose if what the Skrulls want is the Super Soldier Serum, then they will...
Mm. Well, is it going to be something like the Skrulls are almost like a means to an end, right?
Yeah.
For, say, whoever else is in charge, i.e. the Ruskies.
Mm-kay.
Are we going to have, like, the Ruskies as our villains again? Like, it's goddamn the 80s, which rules.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, they're doing all these experiments because we see, like, a Skrull freaking out yelling and it looks
That's right.
Looks like it could be, you know, somewhere cold, i.e.
possibly Russia. There's also that scene where they have a bunch of bodies covered in, like, a weird sort of glowing gauze.
Yeah.
Very Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
There's a lot of Russian characters in Thunderbolts.
Yeah, I was also, you know how in Thunderbolts, not Thunderbolts, in
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Captain Russian America was like, I fought Captain America like this time, and so people are either going, well, that's because, you know, Captain America used his little time cube and lived the time and
went
was
to
like
fight.
And fought, you know, old mate in Russia.
Yeah.
Or Skrulls.
Skrulls in America.
My head keeps stuck on the motherfucker, but it's not that.
Red Guardian. Mine kept sucking on Russian America.
Yeah.
Mine kept getting stucking.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, the motherfucker's from Kick-Ass, too.
It is. Yeah, I reckon Skrull Captain America. Put it on the BS bingo card. Yeah, I think that's very... I reckon you're right.
Because the Skrulls came in the 90s to America.
Yeah.
When was Black Widow set?
Black Widow was set in between.
In the very the start where it's Russian America.
It would have been the 90s too, I think.
Yeah, I think
being dad.
I think the movies want you to be like Black Widow is about 30.
Yeah.
So.
So would that be roughly in the 90s as well?
Yeah. I think so, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just like, yeah, look, timeline-wise, if, like, you know, the Ruskies were trying to do their own super soldier stuff, plus they then got, you know, information, or they somehow got a Skrull, or if they had infiltrated, say, S.H.I.E.L.D., or all those kind of things, maybe they got a bit of a Skrull juice.
Yeah,
and so then they, you know, either pump that, you know, in a sort of little program somewhere out, and then, yeah, that's how you get a Captain America Skrull.
Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. Mm. If that's the case... Will they reveal that in Secret Invasion?
I don't know.
Or yeah, he'll be the big bad.
What? Oh, Skrull Captain America.
Like, as in, like, not like the big bad, as in, like, the person running the...
Yeah.
It'll be, like, the equivalent
Chris
of, like...
Chris Evans cameo, you reckon?
No.
But yeah, maybe in Thunderbolts they could do it. I think if they're going to do
it... Oh, yeah, I guess they're not going to waste a Chris Evans cameo in a TV show. Yeah. Series. But they're like, wow, we need something big for TV.
Yeah, we need something to get people back because we haven't released a TV show in ages.
But they need a big thing for the movies because no one saw Ant-Man.
Yeah. But I can imagine it in Thunderbolts. It's like they're like, oh, I fought, you know, Captain America, and everyone being like, you know, the people who do know, maybe Bucky being like, no, you didn't. That's impossible. And he was like, huh, and then maybe like a flashback to him fighting. It's like a Family Guy cutaway.
Yeah,
fighting Skrull Captain America.
It could be like, you know, mentioned something like that, that it's like, oh, you know, the Russians did like a super soldier program, and they did a Skrull program, and then there's a super Skrull, you know, initiative or program or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, look, if you want to put two and two together... There's the information.
So wait, is the implication
he fought a Skrull? It's
so
fine.
So Russia makes a Skrull Captain America and also a Russian Captain America and makes them fight?
Well, I wouldn't say makes them fight, but maybe because Skrull Captain America gets so confused and thinks he is Captain America.
Okay.
And so, which is what often seems to happen with Skrulls. They get lost in their role.
Russia
just didn't make the Skrull Captain America in America. Just
made a Skrull Captain America. That's very funny. That's what they did. They were like, we don't have super soldier juice, but we have Skrull juice.
Or it's like a reference to that like third or second Captain America that was like part of the secret invasion for the secret invaders.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that guy who wore the tri-corner hat.
Oh, yeah, the Spirit of 79 or whatever he's called.
Spirit of 76?
Spirit of 76, that's
and
it.
And there was a reference of that where America doesn't like to talk about it too much.
Because it was what were they doing?
Or it was Isaiah Bradley.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. He could have fought Isaiah Bradley, I hope they address it at some point.
Anyway.
I don't really care.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just like, it'd be nice to, like, I hope they don't address it so full on.
Yeah, yeah.
But they give us enough, like, clues.
To figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I think the way that this will resolve, I don't think they'll, like, defeat the Skrulls, but I think it'll be like a, whatever the Skrulls are after, whether it's the Super Soldier Serum, whether it's some new MacGuffin we don't know about, it'll either be completely removed from Earth, or it'll be destroyed. Also, do we think that, I think there's a very good chance of this, this is going to be the last time we ever see Nick Fury? Because he old, you know.
No, we're seeing him in the Marvels.
Oh, right. Surely. Of course he'll be in the Marvels.
That'll be his, like, swan song.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Because there's nobody to really... I was going to say there's nobody to really mourn him in this movie. But we know he has a relationship with Captain Marvel. So if he does die in that, then
I think you're right. I think we're not going to get... We might get that, like, resolve of, like, whatever they were trying to get.
Yeah.
Be it, like, the Super Soldier's serum or some kind of, like, different juice.
Yeah.
That will either be destroyed or, like, somehow you can't obtain it anymore. But they're not going to get rid of the complete not a Skrull problem.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
That'll be kind of either addressed in the Marvels or maybe even in Captain America New World Order where they can just have some Skrulls pop up every now and again.
Yeah.
It is worth noting that the Spirit of 76 was originally in comics as a retcon
to try
and bridge a gap between Captain America stories that didn't make sense.
Well, there you go.
So, and then they killed the Spirit of 76 to deal with that problem.
Okay.
So Spirit of 76 in this isn't that crazy.
And like, I mean, actually have to get Chris Evans back for it. I was just thinking, if you have him, say Red Guardian is like, or they introduce the, like, here he is, he's Skrull Captain America, and then in the Thunderbolts, or if it's ever addressed, they could be like, that's not what Captain America looks like.
Yeah.
And how would Red Guardian ever know?
Even
you know
just
what
like
I mean?
A, like a easy throwaway gag is him going to the Captain America Museum. And
That's not the guy.
Will you be hooting and hollering when that happens, when that quip happens?
Yeah, dude, I'll be hooting and hollering like a prospector who just found gold.
Yeah!
Well, they're gold in them, their heels out here.
Yeah, I've gone full prospect mode. I'm in my prospect era.
Gee whiz, I'm going to be eating good.
I'll be eating good stew from now on. That's what every prospector wants, right?
Yeah, good stew.
It's like a bad stew.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy me a train.
That's true.
Yeah. a Skrull Captain America does seem crazy, but then also Spirit of 76. I reckon it could happen.
I don't know if it'll happen in this particular film, but maybe happen at Thunderbolts, maybe happen somewhere down the line.
But I could also imagine them just never addressing You know what I mean?
I don't think it'll be a Chris Evans cameo. I think it'll just be a different guy in the Captain America suit. Yeah. And then also Red Guardian's probably not in this, so that's funny if we keep being so they can't really address that.
No. They could at least have some kind of reference to a Skrull.
Someone being Captain America or a Skrull that, I mean, if they really want to have a crazy episode, they have a Skrull become like a couple of different Avengers in one fight.
Oh yeah.
Like what Taskmaster did, but actually have the actors back.
Mm. Okay. Again, it seems so much for a TV show.
Yeah, but if it's just everyone on
costume,
set for one day.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Costume
true.
From behind, from a distance. They
get them back because they'd want to avoid the Shazam thing.
Yeah. Or
maybe they could try Jackson's idea of deep faking.
Yeah! That is my idea.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll just do it with just like not the big names. Maybe it'll be Jeremy Renner or something. Instead of Chris Evans or whatever.
Yeah, you won't get Chris Evans, but like, yeah, like Jeremy Renner. It's definitely not going to be Robert Downey Jr.
Mark Ruffalo?
Division?
Division?
Paul Bettany?
All of these seem way too much. They seem like it's just, I don't know.
Jeremy Renner?
It could be Jeremy Renner.
He's up for it. and then you can't have, you could have Hulk.
But this seems
but
weird.
It'd be like Smart Hulk.
Yeah. Skrull Hulk.
Did a Skrull become the Hulk?
I mean, they become whatever. I don't know if you've got the powers of, say, he might just look like the Hulk, but he not punch as hard
Can
as
they
the
become
Hulk.
Ant-Man?
Well, yeah.
Sure, but
can they become little Ant-Man?
I don't know.
He doesn't
I don't
have the
think
PIM particles.
So.
No, but no. I mean, could he use his shape-shifting powers to go little Ant-Man?
No.
Because where's the mass? I guess he'd be so heavy.
Yeah,
fair enough. How many times do you think they can get away with doing the big reveal of like, oh my god, this person was a Skrull over the course of the eight episodes or six episodes
or whatever? Is it going to be anyone that is going to be revealed either in, say, the Secret Invasion or the Marvels?
Yeah.
That they were going to be a Skrull the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, other than, it's like, shit, they were deep undercover.
Yeah, it's just the kind of thing where it'll either
Rhodey Skrull, but I think they're gonna do the coward's way out, and they'll be like, Rhodey was a Skrull
after he got shot down by Vision.
No, way after that, after Endgame.
Yeah. After that, yeah.
But that, where's the okay? If that is, if this current Rhodey is the Skrull, where's real Rhodey?
Are they? Yeah, are they gonna like
I don't
have them captured off screen somewhere?
Yeah, they'll be
experimented on.
Yeah, that's funny. Is it
unless they do kill Rhodey?
Yeah.
But that seems weird.
It's also funny if Rhodes is
Armor Wars is coming out. Yeah. Rhodey can't be dead.
Yeah. If Rhodey's a Skrull, when Falcon comes to him and is like, hey man, I don't know if I should be in the Captain America role. That Skrull wasn't ready for that conversation.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Sure.
I think you should be Captain America.
What Hill happens? Could have been a Skrull the whole time as well.
Who?
Maria Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Girl from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Robin from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, so
Barney's girlfriend.
Oh.
But then she
ex-wife.
But then she becomes
Future Ted's future wife.
Yeah.
Future Ted's like the opposite of young Sheldon.
Yeah. Future Ted's like, hey kids, I'm gonna fuck your aunt. Is that okay? That's how
like,
that series ends.
Yes, please.
That's crazy.
And they cheer. Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah.
Episode one, it's like old mate Nick Fury goes to War Machine.
Yeah.
Like, Skrulls.
Yeah.
Be careful. Yeah. He's like, shit, I gotta be careful. So he's careful. But then, towards the end of episode one, or episode two, he gets got.
Then he gets swapped.
And then Nick Fury's like, did they, we gotta protect. And then he's like, yeah, we won. I'm not a Skrull now. Yeah.
How crazy would it be in that conversation if it's Skrull Nick Fury as well? Two Skrulls talking to each other.
Thinking they're both not Skrulls.
There's got to be a scene toward the end where we think it's a... It's either we think it's a victory moment or it's an all is lost moment and then somebody reveals they're a Skrull. Like, that scene's going to happen at least four times over the course of this show.
Yeah.
Surely.
I think for big reveals, I reckon you can get away with two big reveals of characters you thought weren't Skrulls as Skrulls. Yeah. And I think one of them will be in a moment like that.
Yeah, where it'll be like, ha ha ha, we've got the MacGuffin. And it'll be like, oh, do you? I've been a Skrull the whole time.
Well, what about it's the reverse? You think a character's a Skrull, but then they're not a Skrull.
Oh, how would that scene play out? I got a gun that only kills Skrulls.
Huh? Oh, no, I killed the non-Skrull.
You would have, like, Nick Fury or someone standing with the Skrulls, and you're like, oh, no, that's the Skrull Nick Fury, and then he shoots them all in the back while he's standing behind him.
Mm. He's like, yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, suck shit, Skrull. Cunts.
Do you reckon we're going to get a live-action, reference to the Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man, but it's going to be Nick Fury pointing at Nick Fury or something of that?
I just don't think Samuel L. Jackson would sanction that kind of buffoonery.
I will be watching. I will. If that happens, so I'm sitting in my beautiful home watching watching this on my PS5 on my large TV.
Nice. Yeah.
Think about Jackson watching this on his phone while he eats spaghetti or something.
Yeah. On the tram. No headphones.
Guys, everyone shut up. A gun here.
You're
who's a Skrull?
You're all so loud. Can't you see Nick Fury?
My phone's
cracked to shit.
Dripping wet.
They do the pointing at meme. I press the home button on my PlayStation, and then I press the options button, and I scroll down to delete Disney Plus.
I wait till the tram stops. I just throw my phone out and stop, sit back down, trot on the tracks.
They did that thing I hate.
Please, sir, you've been talking this whole trip.
No, I haven't. My phone was talking, and that's clearly not a problem.
No,
anymore.
We could hear you under your breath. Saying what the characters were saying in the show.
Oh my god, I'm a Skrull.
I'm a Skrull. Well, I've been a Skrull the whole time.
That's how I process things.
How do you watch a movie? We all saw it was a TV show. I don't know the difference.
They all play on my phone.
Let me off this tram.
You're free to go whenever you want.
You're keeping me trapped.
No one's keeping
me. I'm a dangerous man to be near on public transport.
Where'd my spaghetti? Oh, there it is.
Oh, thank God.
Last time, sir. Stop eating.
I accidentally threw my spaghetti out instead of my phone.
No! Turn the tram around.
We can't do this. It's a tram.
Oh, my God.
I'm so hungry.
I'm full on, like, on the floor tantrum, like a 2-year-old.
Starving! I'm gonna die on this tram!
I'm gonna die of malnutrition because of you, you animals! Trying to keep me from eating my spaghetti.
My wet spaghetti
you
carbonara.
You threw it out the window. I don't remember that. You made me.
You animals.
You made me because you hated the movie I was watching.
Where else am I going to get some new extra hot, extra wet spaghetti carbonara? Hold the bacon. Leave it. And put more pasta water in.
So, yeah, I reckon we're probably not going to get that meme.
Yeah, they weren't doing because this also feels like they...
Thank God.
Because this is like the similar vibe to the earlier MCU TV shows. Yeah. This probably will be a bit darker. Mm-hmm. Not dark because it's still the MCU, but
like, do you think they're really
more serious?
They're going to really go for it, though?
No, I just have the same tone as Captain... I almost said Captain Winter Soldier. I'm going to keep saying that.
Captain Winter Soldier.
Yeah. So, and Falcon.
Because it feels like, I don't know, that I think that would be such a return for the MCU if they did manage to recapture that tone. And I don't know if I trust them enough to be able to redo it, to be honest.
It'd be kind of cool if you went full on spy shit.
Yeah.
And it was like, you can't trust anybody.
Let's find out who's writing it, because that will give us an indication.
Yeah.
And so if they go into that, like, okay, yeah, everyone has this like level of suspicion and paranoia, and they really lean into that, you could really have a lot of fun with this.
Absolutely.
Because it can just be like, well, who do you trust? Yeah. And I can't trust anybody.
For sure.
And it's the whole like, you know, do you even trust Nick Fury? How can you tell? And, you know, is it going to be that thing where like, oh, don't worry, we've got a Skrull detector. And like, so you point someone like, see, Skrull. But then it's kind of like, well, no, that was, you know, they might even have something like that, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, see, we've got a Skrull detector. And then like maybe a couple episodes down, it's like, oh, yeah, no, like the bad Skrulls, whoever, yeah. like, oh, yeah, we invented that. So
it detects what we want it to detect. Yeah, basically. Either. Yeah.
So, you know, it gave people like, you know, the underground, that resistance, like hope to try and like hunt us down. And so we leaked that information out so we could keep a tab on whoever was doing this. And basically it was like, yeah, exactly. It tells you who you want it, what yeah. you want to know. And yeah, it doesn't work. See, grabs like, you know, the detective and puts it himself. See, I'm a real person as they are in this Skrull form.
They could even do a thing where they're like, where halfway through, say episode 2, maybe episode 3, we see Skrull Nick Fury, like a bad Skrull Nick Fury, captured, or maybe we don't know, like, they get detected with, say, this Skrull detector, and that Nick Fury goes away, and we're like, thank God, the Skrull Nick Fury was taken away, and then we have the reveal later on that, actually, no, we've been bamboozled, and that's our Nick Fury, you know, in the Skrull dungeon or whatever, and we've been following a bad Nick Fury for the last two episodes. I think it's a...
The president is going to be a Skrull, because he's back.
Harrison Ford!
No, because... No,
he's not the president.
Warren Ellis?
No, the Dermot... Mulroney?
Oh, yeah.
He's in the other Marvel films as a president?
Is he the president that they got saved by Iron Man that one time?
No, that was a different president. Because that was named President Alice, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
named
after Warren Ellis.
Warren Ellis, who apparently just an absolute shithead of a person.
Damn.
But wrote a good Iron Man, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough.
Garbage human.
Okay, so the president so is
that
a
was the... it's so funny to imagine, right? You live in the MCU.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like, oh, wow, Biden got captured by the, you know, by War Machine or something? Is that what happened?
Yeah, is that what
it was revealed that Vice President Harris was behind the whole thing? She wanted to ice Biden?
Is that? How is the country not massively destabilized right now?
Oh, no, he's a new president. He's not a return. Yeah, United States President Ritson.
Okay.
Ritson.
Oh, are they? Okay. So I think in an episode of BSII, or in some episode somewhere with the three knuckle fucks that we are, we're discussing comics.
Yeah.
I wrongly made the claim that like Norman Osborn
was president of Goblin America.
He took the shot that got rid of Head Skrull.
Yeah.
And I was very wrong. It wasn't like the president. He just became like a sweet guy that everyone was like, he should be our top cop, and they put him in charge of the shield. So could we have maybe something like this where, yes, the president is revealed to be a Skrull, fucking Thunderbolt Ross takes the shot.
Oh!
It is like...
That means Harrison Ford cameo.
Yeah. It is filmed. Like, it's captured on camera.
Yeah.
And everyone's like... Thunderbolt Ross is the one that saved us, elected the president. That's how we get President Red Hulk.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
And that would be crazy because that would be a comment on, I guess, conspiracy theories, but then also the JFK shooting.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you could do that.
Wait, are you imagining Ross shoots the president's Skrull?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see what I mean? There's no way that
kill
doesn't
the president,
immediately...
become the president.
That immediately doesn't just, like, become Zapruder.
But they could do a thing where he shoots the... Maybe not the president, but he shoots a bad Skrull.
Like, yeah, so in the comics, I think it was Jessica Drew, Spider-Woman was revealed to be, like, a Skrull for the longest time.
So maybe he shoots War Machine Skrull or something, and it's like, oh my God. And then that means when Thunderbolts comes around, it's like, well, everybody loves Thunderbolt Ross, and he saved America that one time.
Yeah. No, so, he saved America and the world.
And the world. So they're like, well, we trust this guy to make a superhero team. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Oh my God, he's a Hulk. Whoa. So I can see that. I feel like, I hope that this TV show has a kind of... like a complex ending like that, where it's like, well, we've defeated the Skrulls, but in defeating the Skrulls, there's been like a real shake-up to the...
Two reveals will be Rhodey halfway through and the president at the end.
Yeah, yeah. I think that could be the case.
I reckon what we're going to have, It's all like Secret Invasion, right? So it's going to be underground, the general public, John Q citizen and John Q wife don't know what's happening in the Marvel Universe as they are citizens of the Marvel Universe. Like, la, 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 I'm a citizen, blah, 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 blah. We don't know about Skrulls. I know about them whale space things, I think.
Yeah, I only know about
Big Marvel baby.
Know about the Big Marvel baby. I know about
Atlantis, maybe now.
I know about Loki. I know the gods are real.
These are the citizens of Sesame Street.
They're like, whatever, we don't know about anything of that. And like, they're keeping things, you know, under wraps. Like, the general public doesn't know. And then maybe that's like the end, or like end of episode five, or towards the tail end of the series, is that, we get like an assassination.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, you know, like someone doing either political assassination, someone doing like a grand speech or whatever it might be, blah, 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 blah. Maybe he's there, like either mayor, president, someone high up being like this. And then like, bang, the shot happens. Everyone's like freaking out. Someone just got killed. Fuck, my God, this is bad. And then pans down, they're Skrulls.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, the fuck?
Huh?
And that's how the public are like, what the fuck is going on?
There's been an alien invasion this whole time.
And then there's like paranoia sweeps the world.
I have an insane theory that actually I think would tie into New World Order and Thunderbolts better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you just pitch, but reverse? A Skrull kills the real president of America.
Whoa.
And then New World Order. So, like, it kind of results in, like, Earth being, like, or America especially being, like, fuck, we've been invaded.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a massive paranoia.
Yeah. Is it revealed? Like, how does the general public know that a Skrull killed them?
So maybe it's just, like, a Skrull not addressed as a guy. It's just, like, a Skrull.
A Skrull comes out and just, like, brap two in the head.
Whoa. Yeah,
and then New World Order, so it's like a really disabled America.
Then you have to form
the Thunderbolts.
So you got like whoever it is, maybe it's the president doing his like address to the nation, being like blah 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 blah. You know, we've had a Thanos. We've been clicked away. We've been clicked back.
Yeah,
ah, it's crazy. You guys remember that movie Click? Anyway, I don't know if it was one of Adam Sandler's best film, but you know what? I cried every time I see it. Christopher Walken plays the devil, I think. Oh no. That was Al Pacino. And as he's doing this, one of his security guards like turns into Skrull.
Oh, I see.
And then bang in the back of the head.
Damn.
Last moments thinking about Click.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
David Hasselhoff thought he ate shit in his sandwich.
But then, I mean, it kind of works. And then maybe you could have the Skrulls come over and be like, we've taken over the country or whatever. Mm. And then at the end, like when they've defeated the Skrulls, you have America be like, we got full on taken over by, we were full on invaded. We need to, and then you can kind of do that classic. It's like a classic superhero arc that happens in, it's happened in DC, it's happened in Marvel, you know, all the time where they're like, superhero, we need to be in control of the superheroes. Mm-hmm. Where were they? They were unregulated. Captain Marvel was in space. Ant-Man's in tiny realm or whatever.
You also don't have this as the last episode of this series. It has to be, if it's six episodes, this happens at the end of episode four.
Because
they need to
have some like,
they need to
space.
Calm it down a little bit so that when the movies don't directly address it, it can still be believable. Like, oh, okay, like things are fucked, but they have already been dealt with a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
so
can still keep it open. But you can't have the final shots being like, oh my God, the president's dead.
Well, yeah, because you can't dive into New World Order and be like, we are in direct opposition of a Skrull war.
Yeah.
New World Order has to be like, we've, as a country, gone through a lot. Mm-hmm. We need to, you know, basically put up our defenses and
Skrull. And then they can do the reveal where Skrull Nick Fury becomes Skrull President Ritson. And then they do the reverse, and they claim that the guy that died was actually a Skrull, and he got a Skrull pretending to be the president.
So maybe it's like a whole false flag.
Yeah. It's tricky.
Or like to stop the flag, because it's not a false flag, because it's like, hey, this bad thing did happen, but we're fixing it in a way where we're tricking you so you calm down.
Yeah, we're fixing it, but really the we in that are the Skrulls.
It's tricky for the MCU to dive in and use all of this like conspiracy theory imagery and language and stuff in a world where that's becoming an increasing problem.
Scream did it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Like having the Skrull transform from a guy into a lizard man is something that ever people think is happening already.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's just going to be an interesting thing for them to do.
Who's going
to
be Q in this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's so funny that I think about this pretty frequently. Like, COVID happens, and then a lot of people get brain rot because they went on the computer.
Yeah.
Lots of people that don't
they had
usually...
2 years to go on the computer. Oh,
and not just that, but, like, if you get, like, you know, with long COVID and all that, and, like, we don't know, like, the repercussions and all that, the consequences of COVID, people being like, it may make you do stupid.
Yeah.
Your IQ drop a little bit every time you get it.
Yeah.
It's not like you get it once, it goes down. No, you get it twice, it goes down twice.
Yeah. COVID happens, people are like, maybe the Earth's flat. I don't know.
It's just good because, they were like, oh, I'm at home now, I got nothing to do, time to go on the computer. The government's fake.
What does the computer say about the... Oh my God.
Are you seeing this? You've been on the computer recently.
Been on the computer.
Is that you looking around? Everyone's fine.
Are you seeing this shit?
And then because you've been on the computer and you can't believe that other people aren't reacting the same way as you, you start to think that they haven't been on the computer or they've been on the computer even more than you
in the wrong
and they're
direction.
Part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be funny to see the MCU address that.
Yeah.
How do we... Well, I guess that's a base of speculation for New World Order.
I'm like, Nick Fury. Stay off the computer.
It's sort of hard to have like a whole like big political thriller espionage dealing with conspiracy
especially
where there is shape-shifting aliens and all of that when we live in this current world, which is. Full of conspiracy theories that are stupid.
Yeah, it's just not so much a fantasy anymore.
No,
especially since
we know that the MCU hit this with Captain America and Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. There we go. All the movies have the same name, and it's confusing.
Is it Captain Winter Soldier, where he's like had the information, and also in Captain Black Widow, where it was like it was Ray Winston the whole time, had the information.
I mean, they'll definitely do that again. You thought you should? Hey, fuck you, here's the information. Someone's going to go on the computer.
You can guarantee it.
Well, in Captain America and the Winter Soldier, he gets the information by the guy's a computer.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. He goes on the guy.
Yeah.
It is funny that this movie is, this TV show is presumably going to add an extra layer to the ruling bodies of the MCU. Yeah.
What I was going to say with Falcon and Winter Soldier is we know that there was like a vaccine-y subplot that was cut
because
it was too real. So the fact that they're going to like, we're back. Let's
New
give it
World
another
Order,
crack.
The thing that there's a massive group of people are scared is really going to happen.
Yeah.
It's
going to
be the title of our goddamn movie. And the bad guy, the leader. He's got a big green head.
Also, the president will be a bad guy, I guess.
Yeah.
Because Red Hulk, unless they're just going to go Harrison Ford's good. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be more he's militaristic.
Yeah.
And he'll get the job done no matter the consequences. You know, he's a real straight shooter. Yeah. He just says what we're all thinking.
What's his first
name?
And
what we're all thinking. Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
Sleepy Thaddeus Ross.
And who is in charge of this New World Order? Why, it's the... And then it just cuts. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how they tackle all of that.
All of this is making me think that they're just not really... There's going to be one secret Skrull, and it'll be someone that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maria Hill, and then Nick Fury will be like, I knew. And
I knew
like,
the whole time, but she was already a Skrull anyway.
What was Skrull?
I think so.
Yeah. Spider-Man
Far From Home.
Oh, my Ben Mendelsohn's like, I thought I could trust him. And then isn't she a Skrull being like, you idiot?
Yeah,
everyone's Skrulls.
Yeah, so where was she the whole time? That might have already been addressed. Wasn't paying.
That's
no,
too many
they
movies.
Haven't really addressed anything since we got the reveal that Nick Fury's a Skrull because they've just chucked him in space. This is meant to address it. Will it? No.
Yeah, what do we think... This is going to be good.
I think it'll be a nice change of pace because it'll probably at least be serious.
Yeah.
And it won't be set in a fucked up space realm. You know how like Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, like probably, well, it's too long and like parts of it don't really work. But watching it, you're like, this is better.
Yeah.
It's just a different tone.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think you're right.
It looks like maybe there's, some sets.
Yeah. Well, don't get too excited about that.
This one looks like, I mean, there's no need to green screen an office, right?
There was
so
no
we can
need
be
to
filmed
green
in an
screen.
Office, right? We can film in an office, yeah.
Hey, remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, guys.
Remember that scene with Flash answering the phone?
Yeah, yeah. That they green screened because they couldn't find a street? I don't know.
Wasn't he at a... No, he's at a party in that scene.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was under a bridge.
There's another one, yeah. Yeah.
We got to get Flash answering the phone, but we got no time to
go on the phone. Yeah. You know how expensive it is to find a phone?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
to, like, shut down a street?
We get the green screen right here, baby. Yeah, no baby. One will notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Step into the volume, baby. Now you are in the movie without us having to do anything.
That's right. So, yeah. like, look, I think I have more hope for this one because I feel like Marvel's just been whiffing the movies left, right, and center recently. It's just been, just keep whiffing it. And hopefully with a TV show with a little bit more room to breathe, mm-hmm. they can make it a little bit more coherent, mm-hmm. which would be nice. A little mm-hmm. bit more consistent, which mm-hmm. would be nice.
Yeah, they don't need to blow too much on special effects.
Yeah, and if
hopefully,
if the previous TV shows are anything to go by, it'll be mostly good until the last two episodes. So
there'll be a big reveal, and then it won't really work, and then it'll be boring. Yeah. Or it'll be boring, then there's a big reveal, and the last two episodes are good. Or it'll be She-Hulk, which is good the whole way through.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. The better. She-Hulk.
The first episode's a bit stinky.
Yeah.
I had a good time with it all.
Yeah, me too, but it had its ups and downs. I think the benefit this has is that because Nick Fury is just a guy, it'll be difficult, though not impossible, for them to end it with a big superhero fight. So that's something going for it, at least.
And something that you will find probably refreshing is that Nick Fury's quips always work in-universe.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Because they established who he was before they established the Marvel formula where everyone speaks like Iron Man.
Yeah.
So Nick Fury just speaks like Nick Fury.
Yeah,
so
which is nice.
There.
He's of the Marvel characters from the like previous era, he's one of the ones that's the most entertaining to watch.
He's going to say motherfucker, but it'll get cut, and that's exciting.
Yeah, that will be good.
What the motherfuck?
It was good they cut that.
Yeah.
We get any swings for the fences?
It's hard to do a swing for the fence with this because, like, all the worst thing I could do is, like, kill someone.
Yeah.
And are they gonna?
No.
My swing for the fence is, President Ford shooting the former president or another Rhodes.
President
Rhodes or,
And it's hard for me to have a swing for the fence that doesn't involve a Skrull shooting the real human president.
I'm just trying to think of like any big surprising Skrull twists.
All they can do is Skrull twists, cameos.
Yeah. I'm like thinking like, okay, could they perhaps do like a reference to like the Fantastic Four?
Oh yeah.
But it's like that's so early in like
that. And it doesn't fit the tone.
And it doesn't quite fit the tone. Yeah,
Marvel's is more likely to have a reference to Fantastic Four.
Maybe there's like a thing about four scientists went missing in the 90s,
just as a throwaway line at some point.
Yeah,
no, they won't do that either because then that establishes what they're doing with the Fantastic Four, and they don't want to do that either yet.
Yeah.
I take my swing for the fence. I don't really know.
Blade will be in it, and he's a Skrull.
Whoa! I think they could do a thing. I don't think this would be good, but they could do a thing where actually we've never been watching the real Nick Fury, and they'll have a reveal that every Nick Fury has been a Skrull, and the real Nick Fury's still in space or some shit.
Yeah, that works.
Like, I don't think that'll be... I don't want them to do that, so, like, but if I was going to do a swing
to
the fence
from Captain Marvel...
end of Captain Marvel, and then reveal that Nick Fury from that point onwards was never Nick Fury. Actually, that's probably a good call.
Yeah.
I reckon that one could be true.
Yeah.
And it's working under Ben Mendelsohn, or is Ben Mendelsohn?
Yeah.
To be like, well, we needed someone to... Actually, yeah, because Ben Mendelsohn was... the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. for the longest time wasn't
either
he took
in
that form or he was a Skrull, and then to be like, Nick Fury chuffs off to space and then he's like, hey, Ben Mendelsohn, you be me, enjoy.
This is the first time we're getting the real Nick Fury coming to Earth.
Yeah, we've actually never seen Nick Fury ever.
Which means that we might get cameos in this, but it'll be archival footage cameos where they just green screen.
Mm.
So it'll be like Robert Downey Jr. being approached by Nick Fury, and you'll get that scene just from the Iron Man post-credits scene.
Yeah.
But then the scene will continue slightly longer where Robert Downey Jr. is no longer in the frame.
Yeah.
But then Nick Fury walks out and then turns into a Skrull and calls someone.
Yeah, like, Ben Mendelsohn and his lab.
Yeah, he's like, hey, yeah, the Avengers Initiative. Yeah, it's a go.
Is it?
I'm drunk.
A couple of drinks in the bar. Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, almost like...
Tony,
you know,
gave me a stronger ink.
Yeah, Ben Mendelsohn, like, you know, giving him like a thing he can watch all those little clips to be like, I've been doing well since, you know, you've been up in space.
Done everything you asked me to.
I've been putting together, you know, the Avengers Initiative. We went well, we fought Thanos. He was a big purple fucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we got him. We got the fucker. Don't worry about the fucker. When I'm writing his stupid art, Thor got his. He missed the first time.
Yeah, got his. We fixed that right. So then, when we fought Thanos the second time, it was a Thanos that had no emotional connection to any of this, and it wasn't really a revenge thing for us because we'd already killed the guy that did it.
We just got him again.
Yeah. We got him again, and really,
we kind of got him for future crimes. Yeah. How are we with that?
And also, his motivation was that we had pretty much just come after him for no real reason. Yeah.
But he was gonna do the crimes.
We think
we're pretty sure.
Have you seen Minority Report?
Yeah, it's basically like Minority Report,
except don't watch the whole movie.
No. But a wizard said that he looked at every possible way it could have gone, and this was the only way to do it.
To be honest, we put a lot of faith in that wizard.
Where's the wizard now? A woman named Klee came out of a hole and said, you gotta come in the hole.
Yeah, so he got sucked off into a hole.
Sorry? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but he killed that another... So there was some twins.
Right.
One of them, he was a fast guy. I thought he was going to be great for the team.
A lot.
But then he saved, do you remember Hawkeye?
Vaguely.
He shoot a bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
so,
dead, I assume.
No, see, that's what I was hoping.
In fact, but there's another one now.
So the speedster, he pushed him out.
There's two of them.
He pushed him out the way, and then he took the bullets himself. I thought he was ropeable. Yeah, he was. So he saved himself to save.
No, I see. Not quick enough.
Are you familiar with the fictional character Superman?
Yes.
You know how he is a guy that's faster than a speeding bullet in these comic books that exist in our universe.
Yes.
But we're real in this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out our fast guy isn't like comic books and was not faster than the speed. Okay, in fact, was the exact right speed.
Yeah, he could match the speed of he was like, he's fast as a bullet.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah, but no. He's...
Yeah, so we say, anyway, his twin sister, she went off the rails.
And that's where the wizard comes in?
Yeah. So we recruited Earth. For the Avengers and
let me just say, we fucked.
Whoa, we fucked it. Yeah, she blew up a guy. Caused some problems.
She
Nick.
Made an evil orchard. That's where the wizard met.
Yeah. So, pretty much, Nick. Everything at the moment. Rooted.
Yeah. You remember Hydra? Right. Yeah. They were shield for a bit.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Took me by surprise.
But don't worry, because they were being run by Ray Winston in a floating fortress.
He's dead now.
Oh, okay.
The person that killed him is also dead now, though.
Right.
Yeah, she was. Oh, yeah, she was one of the people I recruited to spy on Tone.
Yeah, she's dead.
Oh, you don't know. You've never met Tone. He's dead.
I think rooted it, Ben Mendelsohn. I think you rooted
Captain America. Hey, mate, great news about Captain America. Yeah. He did it. He's dead now, but he did it.
Well, he's not dead actually. He's just old as shit.
Yeah, but he's. It's been years apart. He's probably dead. We don't know where he is. We lost him.
I don't keep tabs on him. I don't know what to tell
lost
you.
Lost him how?
Well, I was looking over this way, and I could see. See, Bucky, that was junior
Who's
captain.
Okay.
He's Captain America's, like, friend.
We recruited him, too, friend. But he was also mine.
Oh, the Ruskies got him. They
Where's
got him before
Captain
us.
Marvel? She was my friend.
So... I thought she was with you.
What?
Oh.
She, we called her once.
I gave you that beeper to call her when there
was
trouble.
Well, but then I became dust.
Is Ant-Man okay?
Yeah, he's small, but now he's fine.
Okay.
Well, you only knew Ant-Man.
So yeah, that's pretty much how it's going to end.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the last scene in the movie. Yeah.
Or the open, cold open.
Cold open.
Secret Invasion could be good, could be bad.
Time will tell.
Time will tell. Yeah. Well, one thing's for sure, based on the recent trend of Marvel things, less and less people watch it.
Oh, yeah. That's very true.
The bubble's bursting. Yeah. It's going to be out of the job. That's sad. bad.
Mm. We'll just talk about whatever's next caveman film.
Caveman movies and that 90s show reboot.
No, if the current trend of movies trailers I've seen is anything to go by, we'll just be speculating on those movies that are coming out about things you can buy. Like the Air Jordan movie or the Tetris movie, the BlackBerry movie, or there's like eight at the moment.
What movie started that?
I don't know, but that's what we're going to be doing now.
Because the founder...
The Facebook?
Social network. I mean, that's crazy.
The Facebook movie? Everyone was like, wow, the history of the Facebook was good.
We dropped the da.
Yeah. Facebook.
We dropped da da.
Yeah, but then like that's because then they make like stuff like The Founder, which didn't do well. Michael Keaton. He is the magic ingredient.
Yeah, he was good in that film, though.
Yeah, he's Mr. McDonald's, right? Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, we're not.
He's actually not Mr. McDonald's. He steals the Mr. McDonald's name. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That rolls.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
More protective of your name, McDonald.
Yeah. What object do you want to see the movie of next?
What's got a cool history?
Not the concept of Jobs, but Steve Jobs.
Yeah, that's
making
true.
An Apple Mac.
It's crazy that there's two Steve Jobs movies. One's called Jobs, the other one's called Steve Jobs. Surely someone could have come up with a better name.
Yeah, why
is it different?
Yeah, why
it's there?
Why is someone called one right. Job and one like Steve?
Yeah. Then you got to watch them together to get the full movie.
just fucking. Use an Apple tag. Like, if you call the movie Think Different and then the rise and death of Steve Jobs because he wouldn't go to the doctor.
They could do a Think Different and it's like less based on like Jobs and more about on Apple. I have not seen either Steve Jobs or Jobs.
The other guy?
Yeah. And then there's also Tim whatever, the guy that's in charge now.
They could do a KFC movie like The Founder but for K-Fry. Call it The Colonel.
Yeah. What? Hole up, let him cook.
He used to defend, I think he was not a good man, but I think he used to defend his KFC with a gun.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty entertaining.
Yeah, that's good.
Burger King? What's going on there?
You know, Hail to the King?
Yeah, Hail to the King. Sounds good.
And then
Wendy's?
The Burger King movie has an awesome part where they come to Australia and Australia's like, no, we got the Burger King in Adelaide.
Yeah.
He is the Burger King.
He's the King
of
Hungry
Burgers. Jack's here now.
Yeah, absolutely. Whoever's playing the Burger King, Matt Damon, say. He's like, how's it going in Australia? And they're like, it's bad news. There's already a Burger King.
Hugh Jackman plays the Burger King, I reckon.
I'm the Burger King, cunt.
What about like the newest love for caveman film?
Yeah.
The
newest
of inventing a thing. But the invention of wheel.
Wheel! Oh, wheel in cinemas. Yeah. What if we call Wheel or Wheel the Movie, do we think?
Arginvent.
Think different.
The story of the wheel.
Ugg had a brave idea, but they didn't take him seriously.
Yeah.
Hey, what if instead push, we roll? Ugg, you never achieve dream.
Never make rock. Yeah. We use rock for money.
Come on. Think outside the box.
Wheel. He makes like a cube and it doesn't roll and they're like, give up, Ugg. And then he pushes it and then like one of the corners falls off. Hang on a second. Pushes it again. Damn, Ugg, do it. Yay!
Ugg make million of rock. Rock is our money.
We drive our money.
Yeah.
Perfect film. The perfect movie. I want to see Rock, Ugg, the Wheel, the movie.
Think different, Wheel, the movie.
Yeah. Think outside the box.
The story of Ugg.
Look at the story of Ugg. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Secret Invasion should be whatever.
Movies are about to get awesome.
Yeah, movies are going to get good.
Oh, yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And I don't know if you know this, boys, but we have been the BS Boys.
Whoa.
That is categorically true.
Thanks
for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sandspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.